At the hearing, the Better Boundaries campaign discussed gerrymandering, the practice of forming district boundaries favoring an individual or political party.
Saying that this idea that you are taking the citizenship and their voting power and playing games with it for political and personal gain is in direct violation of what our founders wanted for this country.
These hearings are required by the state before Better Boundaries can begin collecting the 113,000 requisite signatures to place the measure on the ballot.
So this is the seventh of seven meetings that we've done across the state. I would say attendance has varied, but we've had a very enthusiastic response from people who've been at the meetings.
This is Sterling Clifford, an advisor to Better Boundaries. If the initiative makes it to the ballot in 2018 and is passed, it would establish a seven-member independent redistricting commission, with six members chosen by party leadership in the state legislature and the chair appointed by the governor.
The point is to take partisan information about people and pull it out of the process and have these boundaries drawn to serve the interests of communities and voters. This is an idea that a lot of people think has been overdue.
Iris Fieldson, who attended Saturday's hearing, believes Better Boundaries is a step in the right direction.
Why I came out here was because I think that the minority in this state has been silenced. I think the Republicans have fixed it, so they're guaranteed a win. So yes, I think this is a great start. Yes, I think it's going to improve one person, one vote in the state of Utah. And that's why I came out.
Better Boundaries will submit their official proposal to the Lieutenant Governor's office on Tuesday and begin the petitioning process. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Dennis Stock in Logan.